Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 6, 2022. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, "Our security depends on our unity." In what is probably a record time, Israel has become a thriving country despite being surrounded by extremist countries that seek only its destruction. Yet, the entire enterprise is in jeopardy because it was not built on the right foundations, unity and mutual responsibility. Without these two, Israel's future remains bleak. Yesterday, May 5, another terrorist attack in the recent spate has left 3 people dead and 4 more seriously injured. Over the past 2 months, 17 people have been murdered by terrorists, and many more were injured. For comparison, in all of 2021, only 18 people were murdered by terrorist activity, 12 of whom were killed during Operation Guardian of the Walls, when more than 4,000 rockets and mortar bombs were fired at Israeli civilian settlements. What has changed? Have terrorists become more accurate in their attacks? Have they acquired new weapons? Has Israeli intelligence become less efficient? Has the Israeli army become less powerful? The answer to all the above questions is a resounding no. What has changed since last year is our social solidarity. As our division grows, so does our enemy's audacity and success. Israel has always depended, is dependent now, and will always be dependent on its unity. The absence of it is responsible for all our woes since the inception of our nation, and its presence stands behind all our achievements. Throughout the ages, our sages have been warning that if we are not united, we will have no revival as a nation. The primary defense against calamity is love and unity, says the book Morvah Shemesh. When there are love, unity, and friendship between one another in Israel, no calamity can befall them, and by that, all the curses and suffering are banished. Similarly, the book Sefer Emor writes, when the children of Israel become one bundle, Amalek has no control over them. Rather, only in Rephidim, from the Hebrew word pirat, separation. This is why Haman slandered, "There is one nation, scattered and separated, since their whole power was in unity." This is why it was said, "Go gather all the Jews." For Israel, peace with its enemies depends on peace within Israel. If we want to secure our future in this country, we will have to live by the principles of the ancient Hebrews and place unity, mutual responsibility, and love of others above all values. Military measures aside, our first and foremost effort must be to unite our ranks above all differences. We must not forget that the fuel that emboldens and strengthens our enemies is not their determination, but our division. The more divided we are, the more determined they are to destroy us. If we take the initiative and strive to build a cohesive society here in Israel, we will have security and peace, since they depend above all on our unity. Independence Day 2022. This week we celebrate Independence Day, the 74th anniversary of the declaration of the State of Israel. On the one hand, there is a feeling of great pride among the people that in such a short time and under incessant threats we managed to build a country with a developed economy and a powerful army on this land. On the other hand, many people have a feeling that all this is very fragile. Polls show that half of Israelis feared that the Holocaust of the Jewish people may happen again. When will the day come that we will feel the stable strength of our existence on this earth? It will come when we really want it to be so. We do not understand that stability and security depend only on us, the Israelis. It seems to us that we depend on 1,000 different external factors. But in fact, they depend on us, not we on them. There is spiritual force in us, but we do not use it. It is the force of connection and love between us, within the people of Israel. There is no other force in the world on which something could be built. We don't have stability because we don't reveal this force between us. It manifests itself if we treat each other with love, warmth, this is the force of the Creator. With the help of this force, it is necessary to build the country, the nation, the whole world. We have not yet achieved peace on this earth because we do not want to seriously build our people and state on a genuine basis. We just need to stop looking at our Jewish neighbors as strangers and outsiders. Only this does not allow us to achieve peace and tranquility. We are obliged to treat each other as brothers, not as friends in need. I hope we will all understand what independence is, how to achieve it, build it and properly use the power of independence. An independent country is a gathering of people, in the connection of which an upper force is revealed, binding us, by the power of mutual guarantee and bringing us, freedom from egoism. This means to be a free people in your country, meaning, free from your egoistic desire. This state is called independence. After all, we become independent of egoism, rising above it in our connection, and in this form we build a country, a nation. A country built in this way is guaranteed peace and tranquility. And Israel will certainly become like that, and how soon it will happen depends on the people of Israel. I wish us all to see it as soon as possible. From CAB TV's Insight Mesecond 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how close are we to the end of the world? Since the Russia-Ukraine conflict started, more and more people are becoming depressed, feeling like they are at a dead end. There is talk about a third world war, which could be nuclear. Prices are rising, and more people feel a general sense of panic. Several people feel that the end of the world is very close, and it is just a matter of time. Indeed, Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, the greatest Kabbalist of the last century, wrote that we could reach a third world war, a nuclear one, and that there might even be a fourth world war if it would not be enough. However, there is no end of the world, and it is because nature has a plan. The plan is that we need to undergo these very unpleasant processes that are full of problems and suffering unless we correct ourselves in advance. Correcting ourselves means changing our attitudes to each other so that we would positively connect above our divisive drives. There are thus two possible scenarios to the script playing out before us. The bad scenario states that our civilization will collapse and we will need to restart it from its remnants. The easier option is that we continue into the future without wars and nuclear bombs. However, the latter option requires that we make a significant attitude shift to each other. We need to realize that everything depends on our connection to each other and with nature. By positively connecting among each other, we can influence nature for the better, and protect ourselves by doing so. Based on the video, Are We Nearing the End of the World? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Permission to practice. Question. There were famous Kabbalistic doctors in history such as Rambam. Even today, modern medicine benefits from his research. Why does a Kabbalistic doctor succeed where an ordinary doctor cannot succeed? Answer, indeed, there were many Kabbalists in history who treated people. In general, healing has been a Jewish profession for many thousands of years, especially in Spain during the years of Rambam's life, during the transition between Islamic and Christian governance. But the fact is that these abilities depend on the soul of a Kabbalist. There are souls who are meant to help people in this world and manifest themselves in such a way. However, most Kabbalists work in a completely different way. They are reserved people because they make internal corrections in the system of souls. In our time, as Balhasulam noted, they can already reveal Kabbalah to wide circles of society. It all started with him. In other words, not every Kabbalist is capable of healing, not everyone is given such an opportunity. In the article Time to Act, Balhasulam writes that you need to get special permission for each practice of Kabbalah, And it is in the volume and in the form that you are allowed from above that you can act. Rambam received such permission. From Cab TV's close-up. Is Frank all right? August 8, 2010. On full trust. Comment, you recently told us how the system of interrelationship between Jews developed when they were scattered around the world. One could come to the other and he was obliged to feed him and accept him for the night. Even monetary relationships were completely different because the Jews were on a spiritual level. My response, such a system still exists among diamond dealers today. How do they make deals? They shake hands with each other and say, Shalom Ubraha. Which means, all the best and blessings. That's it. This is accepted as the final signature in all international transactions, even in courts, and not only in Jewish ones. Words are enough. And to this day there is such a thing. And between whom? It is between people who deal in diamonds, oddly enough. But they say that in recent years it has become a thing of the past. In general, it has always been like this between Jews. I could come to you 1,000 kilometers away and without any connection, say that my money is with someone, take the goods from you, and promise that he will send it to you then. All based on words. But this requires somewhat different people who, so to say, are afraid of God, for whom this world is only temporary. They feel among themselves the opportunity for correction and for reaching the upper world. In this case, it works. Now it still works due to inertia, but in general, of course, everything goes away. From Cab TV's I got a call. Global financial fraud May 4, 2010. Thought is matter. Question. The prominent Russian neuroscientist and pioneer of objective psychology Vladimir Bekhterev declared that man is immortal. He believed that it could be proved purely logically for the simple reason that thought is matter, and consequently, it means that it affects matter. What does Kabbalah say about this? Answer, the wisdom of Kabbalah absolutely agrees with him. The fact is that thought is matter in the same way as our whole world is matter and as the spiritual world is also matter. That is, matter is desire. Desire works either for absorption or for emanation from itself, it does not matter, but it is matter. There is nothing that is not matter. Our thought and our desire are just as material as what we feel as inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature. After all, matter can manifest itself in the form of forces and waves. If we delve deeper into matter, then there are only waves there. Behind the waves, we begin to feel that there is nothing more than one thought there. On this thought, our material ideas about it gradually thicken in the form of clusters of matter. It seems that this matter is developing, but it itself is not developing, rather the thought that is inside it. In the stages of the development of thinking, thought begins to manifest itself as the actions of matter in the form of forces, all kinds of mechanical transformations, and so on. But all of it is a thought. From Cab TV's close-up. Secrets of Immortality January 7, 2011. Reaching the peak of development. Question. Soviet rocket scientist Tsiolkovsky said that man had not yet reached the peak in development, that we have yet to reach it. Was he right from the point of view of Kabbalah? Answer, of course. In the time of Tsiolkovsky, in the 30s and 40s of the 20th century, we did not achieve what we have achieved today. Although, in principle, then we hoped for huge breakthroughs, for endless attainments. Today we see that they all come to an end because they are limited by the nature of man, his desire, and all the means that we have within us. Therefore, we are really on the verge of a breakthrough, but into a completely different science, into a different paradigm. I hope that in the coming years, humanity will finally understand this. From Cab TV's close-up. The Will of the Universe, November 28, 2010. Childbirth and breastfeeding. Comment: today, the trend of artificial feeding is very common. Women do not want to feed babies naturally. It is said that with artificial feeding, the mother does not have a feeling of love for the child. Answer: it is natural. We know that love arises for someone who is dear. And since we are egoists, the one in whom we invest is dear to us. After all, you invest yourself, something of your own. And then part of what you invested in him is dear to you. It turns out that it is not the child himself who is dear to you, but it is you who gave birth to him, raised him, and so on. Therefore, the more difficult the birth, the more the mother loves the child. And with a cesarean section, this is not the case. The same is true when breastfeeding. If the baby arrives as a result of a cesarean section, then the milk may not appear, since the impulse toward it is given during childbirth. According to Kabbalah, all the hormones and everything that surrounded the baby in the uterus that created, guarded, and shaped him, rises up to the milk system, and then milk begins to be produced. It is the system that took care of him internally that goes to the next level, and feeding begins. The milk is the same blood that has risen to a level at which a child can absorb it. Blood is the lower level, milk is the next. Kabbalah says that a child born naturally should be nursed for up to 2 years, that is, 24 months. But this does not mean that the baby should be fed only milk. In general, during the period of breastfeeding, the child should receive women's milk, but not necessarily from his mother. There are many such examples in the Bible. From CabTV's Close-Up. Unwanted Children, November 28, 2010. Through the maternal side. Question: why are diseases transmitted more often through the maternal side rather than through the paternal one? Answer: in theory, this is how it should be, because it is through the maternal side that everything is transmitted from person to person. The father only gives information, and the mother lays all the foundations of the material organism. In Kabbalah, we study that the basis of reproduction, birth, and development of a child in our world or at the next degree on the spiritual level comes from Malkhut, and this is the female part. Therefore, naturally, all problems, diseases, and especially all qualities are transmitted mainly from the mother, and much less from the father. Alternately, in both the father and mother, there are also a father and a mother, an inner male and an inner female part. The male part from the father and the male part from the mother are joined together into the male part. The female part from the father and the female part from the mother, into the female part. Together they give their influence on the future fetus. This is stated in Kabbalah, but is already mentioned also in the sciences, such combinatorics. This determines the sex of the child, its internal properties, its health, and illness. From CabTV's Close-Up. The Philadelphia Experiment, October 24, 2010.